wonderful class is coming up next Thursday at Matchbox in downtown Lafayette. It's the Lafayette Writers Studio. Melissa, welcome to WBAA.
Thanks so much for having me here, John.
So tell us a little bit about New Year, New Writing, about submitting. Where do writers submit? And tell us a little bit about setting goals for writers.
Well, the purpose of this class is really to spend some time considering what we'd like to accomplish with our writing in 2018 and how to design our lives to support such goals. What I've noticed in the 4 years that I've been offering classes through the Lafayette Writers Studio is my students who tend to see writing as a practice and set goals and orchestrate their lives so that they can support their writing goals, they tend to actually continue to write. So in this class, we'll kind of talk about how to make our lives support such work.
So how often does the writer's studio get together? Is this sort of as it happens? Does it try to be monthly? What sort of time frames do you guys meet up?
We offer a variety of classes. Some are one-night intensives that might look at an issue in the craft of writing. It might last, 2.5 hours, and we just focus on flash fiction and nonfiction, or really how to write a novel. And some of our other classes are more involved. They can last anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks, and those are workshop classes where participants read one text, we discuss it, we have a conversation with the author, and then the second portion of the class is spent workshopping our own original work.
Melissa leads the Lafayette Writers Studio and a class coming up the 25th between 7 and 8:30 at Matchbox downtown is called Goal Setting and Submission Gathering. Is this open for any sort of writers? Is this just sort of come together and meet? Tell us a little bit about who should show up for this.
Well, first of all, I think one of my writing goals in 2018 is to see how many people here in the Lafayette area that I can encourage to write. I think a lot of us are our best selves when we have time to reflect and write about our lives and what strikes us about the world. So the class itself is free, but you do need to RSVP, and you do so by visiting LafayetteWritersStudio.com. And the class itself is open to anyone. You could have a project that you're already working on, or you could simply be interested in pursuing writing and learning a little bit more about it. We'll spend maybe half an hour doing some work, kind of strategizing, thinking about our lives, setting goals, making plans for our work. And then the rest of the time will be spent doing some work submitting to literary journals, those writers who already have pieces that are ready for submission. It's also would also provide an opportunity for others to network with area writers. There might be others that want to join a writing group or become accountability partners, and then also ask me questions about the studio and the submission process and so on and so forth. So it's really open to anybody with a deep desire in writing.
Yeah. I know as I talk to composers and I talk to artists who do masterclasses or outreach or teaching that sometimes it's not only inspiring and refreshing to talk to other artists and young people, but that it's also it's helpful to their work as well. Do you find that being able to talk shop with other writers influences you?
Absolutely. I mean, my second novel came out this past fall, and I am certain that a great deal of that success is the result of students I've met with the Lafayette Writers Studio.
I know there's a big read coming up too in April, it has a classical music band. I'm really excited to talk to this author, and I know that those sort of things, again, maybe talking shop and what sort of trends go on. I was curious about, I see so much change in music with scores, and even here at the radio station, I get downloads more often these days than CDs. I still get a ton of CDs. But, you know, the digital impact in the world of, you know, being able to pick up a book, or, you know, we see so many screens, computers, tablets, phones, and whatnot. Do you guys talk a little bit about the medium and about, you know, whether someone's writing? I was just talking to Maureen Corrigan this last fall about being able to see the manuscript, and it's digital now, you know, of F. Scott Fitzgerald. So I'm curious, do you guys talk a little bit about some of the technical things? Obviously, this workshop isn't about that, but is that something that the Writer Studio does?
Absolutely. And I think just the fact that we are having classes where we're meeting in a live classroom around a table, and we're discussing each other's work and talking about our lives, there's something really rich about that. And it's very present. It has nothing to do with social media. It has nothing to do with, you know, with the digital world. It seems something very much like a blast from the past. And there's an electricity to that, to having that experience together.
I know you've had a couple of novels and some wonderful success. Tell us, if you will, what you're working on now. Is there a project in the brew or plans for a new book?
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that, because as I was working on my notes for next Thursday's New Year, New Writing course, I was thinking how much of the past couple of weeks I've been feeling kind of in the doldrums with my own work. And yet sometimes that kind of a impasse is simply an opportunity to look at an issue or a problem in a new way, to kind of shift things. So I'm currently working on a young adult novel. I've been working on it for about 2.5 years. So I'm at the point where I've got a solid draft. I just am revising it, but I haven't yet shared it with so many folks. So I think that's where I need to think about setting my goals for 2018 as well.
Yeah. Well, Melissa, we're looking forward to this. It's free, open to the public. Everyone has a sort of story. And I think about our farmers markets, or, you know, locally curated exhibits and classical music, all sorts of things that happen, whether it's the Chamber Music Society or TAF or whatnot, that, you know, we've all may have different stories and different perspectives, but we've all gone through some really cold weather recently. We've all, you know, seen flooding here and there, and that we're all in this sort of same environment. So while the stories may be different, it's kind of maybe interesting to be able to talk to folks who are right here in town.
It's wonderful. I can't tell you how great it is. Yeah. The day after a class, I am so excited to sit down at my desk and return to my own work, because I just feel so energized after meeting with other writers in our area.
What's next? What's ahead for? Can you give us some preview of what's coming up in 2018 for the Lafayette Writers Studio?
Absolutely. We have a 4-week teen creative writing class that starts on January 31st from 4 to 5:30 p.m. A poetry workshop with local poet Lauren Millett. That's going to be a 6-week class, and that'll start the evening of Tuesday, March 20th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And then I'll be teaching a writing fiction and nonfiction workshop. That's an 8-week course. And that also meets on Tuesdays. March 20th is the start date, and that's from 10 to noon.
So I think I first saw something about the Lafayette Writers Studio on Facebook. Where can folks find out more about these classes and what you guys do?
Absolutely. More information about all those classes, as well as the RSVP that's required for next Thursday's class, is at lafayettewritersstudio.com.
All right. Well, Melissa, it's nice to meet you, and we hope you'll come back.
Thanks so much, Sean. I'd love that.